go big or go home. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. This is Seth Connors with ESN Sports Daily with your daily dose of Eastside sports. In local baseball, the Bishop Broncos varsity baseball team was on the road Wednesday the 17th to face the Wasco Tigers in round one of the CIF playoffs. Bodie Garcia took the mound for the Broncos. He pitched well in the blistering heat. The temperature for the start of the game was 98 degrees on the field. After Bishop came up empty in the first inning after loading the bases, Garcia came in to face the heavily favored Tigers and gave up two unearned runs. After Bishop went 3-of-3 down in the second, Garcia came on again to try and keep it close. Only two hits turned into two more runs. Down 4-0 in the third, Kane Almohandro led off the inning with a double to the wall. Three batters later, Reese Dondero would drive him in to narrow the lead to 4-1. Bodie Garcia would get through the third unscathed, but after the Broncos went 3-up-3 down again in the fourth, the Wasco Heat would start to take a toll on the junior starter. He would give up two more runs in the fourth before coming out for left-handed reliever Noah Cathy. Cathy would allow one inherited runner to score, closing the book on Bodie Garcia. Final line for Garcia, 3 1/3, 5 hits, 4 walks, 5 earned runs. Cathy would give up two more runs in the fourth, giving Wasco a 9-1 advantage. Trailing 9-1 in the fifth, Bishop would come to life. After Vic Esparza and Kane Almohandro walked to start the inning, some shoddy defense by the Tigers allowed Esparza to score. After a short Albert Cano single loaded the bases, the ever-reliable Reese Dondero would again drive in Almohandro to make it 9-3. After first baseman Caleb Gillum and right fielder Jameson Wolf drove in Europkin and Cano respectively, Reese Dondero would score on a passed ball to narrow the lead to 9-6. Freshman stud Will Kemp would then strike out to end the threat. Noah Cathy was unable to finish the fifth. He got one out and gave up one run before Riley Europkin came in to finish the inning, but not before allowing two inherited runners to score. Final line on Cathy, one inning pitch, five hits, two walks, and four earned. In the sixth, Bishop would strike again. After a single by Esparza, leadoff man Kane Almohandro would triple him in. He would score when the next batter, Riley Europkin, drove him in with a hard single to left. The Broncos would proceed to load the bases, but were unable to score again as Caleb Gillum lined out to end the threat. In the Wasco half of the sixth, Bishop, down 12-8, appeared to get out of the inning after Will Kemp rolled up a 6-3 double play to keep the four-run deficit. But after a long talk, umpires would overturn the out at first, and two more runs would come across in the inning as a result. Bishop had one more chance in the seventh, but after Jameson Wolf scored on an Almohandro double play and freshman pinch runner Richie Talavera scored on a wild pitch, the Broncos season would come to an end at the hands of the Wasco Tigers by a final score of 14-10. On the day, Kane Almohandro would go 2-for-4 with a double, a triple, an RBI, and three runs scored. Riley Europkin, player of the game by my book, 3-for-4 with a triple, an RBI, and a run. He also pitched well. Albert Cano would go 1-for-4 with a run. Reese Dondero was 2-for-4 with two RBI and a run. Bodie Garcia went 1-for-2 with a walk. Caleb Gillum 0-for-4 with a ribby. Jameson Wolf was 2-for-4 with a ribby. And Will Kemp was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a walk. Vic Esparza would go 1-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. Vic Esparza also played some really good defense out in left field. On the whole, great job by the Broncos. They'll end their season with a record of 12-4. The Lee Vining Tigers also were eliminated on the 17th by a score of 33-4 by Rosamond. And joining the ranks of the Eastern Sierra eliminated, the Mammoth Huskies. They took a long bus ride to Shafter, where they played tough despite not bringing a single senior to the tournament. They were ousted by a score of 6-5. Stud juniors Matthew Toomey and Jake Burrows led the way in the loss. Burrows went 2-for-4 with a run scored and a run driven in. Toomey went 2-for-4 with two runs scored and an RBI of his own. He also took the mound for the Huskies, going the distance, giving up six runs, two earned, and striking out eight in the valiant effort. Again, final score in this one, 6-5. The Huskies finished their season with a record of 8-12. And that's local sports for the day here in the Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors. Thank you for listening to ESN Sports.